Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today. Hey, everybody, it's Allison Kaczkowski. Thank you for joining me again this week for another edition of The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am excited to be with you as always on this Tuesday morning as your host, and I'm always excited and grateful that you're choosing to spend some of your time with me. I know you have lots of things that you could be doing, which is why I always want to make sure I bring you not just awesome information, but really amazing guests to have chats with. And today I'm talking to Freeman Lindy, who is a financial planner. And before you roll your eyes and think, I don't need a lesson on how to manage my money, we're not actually just going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about how sometimes our money habits can be like a mirror to how we prioritize ourselves. But more importantly, we have to have those personal habits in place so that we ensure that it actually gets done. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, Allison, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Please, if you don't mind, just take a few minutes and introduce yourself to my audience, and then we can go from there.
That sounds good. Yeah. So I originally went to school for business management. So that's, I think, where I have some of my business background. But I got in as a financial advisor to a firm. I was really interested in that. I read Dave Ramsey's Total Money Makeover and like straight through in one sitting when I was in college. I was like, man, that's really interesting when you actually know what you're doing with finances. But I joined a firm, and then within 2 weeks, it was bought out by a big insurance company.
So
I didn't know at the time, but you know, it sort of became clear that as we were going there, like, hey, you can still kind of do what you want to do with the financial planning, but you also need to sell X amount of our insurance products. And we're going to require this. And if you don't, we'll fire you and some of these kind of things. And just the more I got into it, the more I saw kind of this almost like toxic sales culture kind of at present, where everything was about how much commission did you make? How much product did you sell? You know, are you going to the company sponsored vacations and stuff because you sold enough? And, and there was never any talk or focus on making it good for the client or, you know, working well for them. And I just realized like, hey, this is not a good organization to be a part of. And so that's where I started digging in and learning other things and realized kind of what I wanted to be doing with financial planning. And there wasn't anyone locally who was doing it that way. And so, right, if you can't find it and enjoy it, then build it.
Yeah,
so that's what started my kind of entrepreneurial journey of leaving kind of that toxic sales culture corporate world and launching my own business. And so now, I've got the financial planning side of it, of course, but then also the business owner entrepreneur side of building a business, attracting customers and all that. And
so, I love how you talked about, and I think this is a really good starting place. I love how you mentioned the focus was always on how many deals did you close? How many sales did you make? You know, did you qualify for the company trip? Where's your production for this month? It's such a mirror to how so many people live their lives on a daily basis. It's all about the grind and, you know, how much am I going to get done? It's all about the to-do list.
Right. And I think too, it's like, I have nothing against sales or commissions. Like, you know, the world doesn't exist without somebody selling something, right? There was some quote around that, right? And you know, if you go to a Toyota dealer looking for a car, like, you don't expect them to recommend a Honda, right? You know, they're going to try to sell you a Toyota because that's their job. And in my mind, though, like, the firm that I was at was holding itself out as, hey, we are independent, you know, best interests, financial advisors. We're just going to get you the best strategies and the best products. And then on the backside, though, would just sell all their own proprietary crappy products to people.
Yeah.
And promote that. And so I think it's one thing if you're holding yourself out as independent, but then really just making it all about the sales and That's where I had the issues. And so I have no problem with, you know, if you're a State Farm agent who sells State Farm insurance, like, you sell, you know, you make your sales and your quotas and all those things. Everyone expects that.
Right.
But where I had the issue was, right, if you're holding yourself out as one thing, but then behind the scenes doing something else. And then the pressure to always be selling, always be closing, you know, ignoring all of your other personal habits and health things to try to hit these numbers.
Well, and again,
I think it gets dangerous.
Yeah. And again, I'll just repeat. I feel like this is such a good parallel for how so many people live. You know, they talk about, I'm going to do this. And look, we're recording this in January. It's the start of a new year. And in my industry, the health and fitness industry, we always talk about January being the Christmas season, right? It's when everybody in the world decides to start prioritizing themselves. So to your point,
I can see where, especially in your, not just the business that you left to start your own, but in your industry in general, where I can see where the priorities might get mixed up.
Yep. And you see that a lot too with the new year, like people, right? The two most common resolutions, right? Are lose weight and get your finances in order.
Right. Save money. Right.
Yeah. You see a lot of that too, where people are trying to focus back in on that. But yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think let's talk for just a minute then about, you know, getting your money house in order, right? With respect to how we take care of ourselves. I mean, I'm just curious to hear kind of your perspective and just your thoughts around that in general.
Right. Well, so much of, I think that the parallels between financial health and physical health are really, really close, right? And that every year there seems to be some new fancy, workout gear or gadget or, whatever else that's going to, you know, solve all your problems or some pill or something like that. And in the same way in the financial world, like there's a huge industry that's always trying to sell the new fancy, shiny financial product. Right. And where it comes down to both of them, right, are just really good, simple, not easy, right? And simple habits are not necessarily easy habits, but just good, simple habits that if you do long enough, consistently enough, compound in their results over time to create healthy finances, a healthy body. And so I think too often we are looking for that quick fix. We're looking for that hot stock tip to get rich on quick, or, you know, you hear all the stories of people investing in this company before it went gangbusters, or that one, or Bitcoin or whatever else. And so we think that the key to financial success is to get lucky, to be in one of those
absolutely things.
And it's just not that way any more than it is getting healthy.
Oh, I love how you just talked about it's the simple habits that compound. I think we need to say that again for the people in the back. In my industry, we call that the basics. And, you know, there's a lot of shiny object syndrome, I call it, out there, where, you know, people are wanting the next quick fix. You know, how can I get to my goals in a month? And it's almost like the mentality that, look, you didn't get here overnight. You didn't get here in a day or a week. So let's lay a good foundation. And let's just rinse and repeat. It really can't get any easier than that.
Yep. And, you know, I'm sure you have too. There's an aspect where there's good strategies and bad strategies, right? There's right. good health habits that you can do that are better than other ones. And so you're going to want to learn those. You're going to want to work with someone that can teach you those. And same with finances, right? There are bad strategies. There are mediocre strategies, and then there's the best ones. And you want to make sure that you're doing that. But at some point, right, there's the phrase, no one can do your pushups for you. No one can eat your broccoli for you. No one can save money out of your paycheck for you, right? No one can. So like you want to work with people or be in a program or, you know, have that mindset that is all the best strategies, all the best habits, and maybe someone along the way to keep you accountable to doing those things. But at the end of the day, like, you are the one that has to save the money. You are the one that has to.
And I think it's also important to remember that just because a plan works for somebody that you know, a friend, a neighbor, whatever, then it doesn't mean that it's going to work for you. But having said that, it could work for you. But it is important to have the right pieces in place so that it works for your life.
Absolutely. Yep. You get a lot of that with, talk at the YMCA locker room or around the McDonald's senior coffee and stuff of people trying to compare like what they're doing with their finances. And when you don't have the whole topic, you can hear somebody that was successful in this. You're like, oh, maybe I should be doing this. And then this person over here did that. Like, oh, maybe I should be doing that. But you don't know everything that's going on in their lives. And so that's where I think people get confused, is they hear so many strategies, so many things you could be doing. And maybe for a lot of people, it's just paralysis by analysis, right? There's so many options what you should be doing or could be doing that you end up doing nothing, which is another choice and generally not the best one.
Yeah. Well, and I also think that there's a lot of talking about, I'm going to get ready to do it. And what I like to refer to that as is people like to be busy being busy, or they like to get ready to get ready, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just procrastination technique at the end of the day, but it's still very real to people who talk about it. They really think that they have to get ready to get ready.
I like that. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, and like you said, it really just comes down to simple habits. So let's just talk money for a minute, since I know this is your wheelhouse. So give us your best simple financial habits. Look, it's the start of a new year. I know there are people out there listening, and I've had several people on my show in the last couple of years, and we've kind of talked about different aspects of money, but I always love to hear the best tips from the experts. So what are your best tips?
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellev8.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, I think honestly, one of the things that you should absolutely know for certain is that your 401k, that's where most people's money is, right? It's in their current 401k. That it's invested the way that it should be, and that you are automatically contributing to it. Because there's a thing, right, where if you take off from Los Angeles and you're trying to go to New York, but the nose of the plane is off by just a few degrees when you take off, by the time you cross the country, right, you can end up in Miami instead of New York, and you won't notice the difference in the direction of the plane when you take off.
Very good. Right? Very good point.
And so there's certain things because you can always save more money. But if my only expertise was to tell people, well, if you just save more money, you'll have more money. Well, duh. But there are certain things where you want the money that you are saving, the things that you are sacrificing for, to be 100% confident that that is working the best way that it can for you. Because if you are the difference between your 401k being invested okay and great over a few decades is hundreds of thousands of dollars in difference.
Totally.
At the end.
Yeah,
if you picked your 401k and you didn't make any of those choices and you just started putting money into it, that means you're in the default choice, and nobody ever had a great successful future by default, right? Absolutely. You can only do that by design. And so if you just are in the default funds in your 401k and your IRA, all of these things, like, you got to spend at least a little bit of time understanding where you should be, making that one change, and then automatically continue to save them there. And, again, small habits, small changes, but can make a huge difference down the road.
Yeah, and be an active participant. Like, take responsibility and be an active participant. Like, play a part in the future that you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Instead of, like, waiting for the next best thing or the next best thing that's coming down the pipe, it's like, no. You know, the expression I like to use is, don't have one foot in the door and one foot out the door. Decide you're in or you're not.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
What else?
Yeah. And I think so. One of that things, and then I'll just go in even deeper on that. Like, a lot of people will be, again, I'm trying to say something that could apply to almost anybody. Cause obviously that we talked about earlier, right? Specific thing, you would get very specific with individuals, but like, what would be applicable to almost anyone? And so the vast majority of people in the US have their money in target date funds in their 401k. And I'm on a mission to eliminate that as an option for people, because it is a bad investment.
Yeah.
And the way those work is they are, you know, mostly stocks on the front end, a little bit of bonds. And then the closer you get to retirement, it pans out the other way, but they're pooled together, which means you can't pick and choose which of those you want to take money out of in the end. And, you will automatically be giving up tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, depending on what your total income and total savings and all that is.
Yeah.
Being in a target date fund instead of knowing and understanding and choosing the actual funds you should be in, and then making that adjustment 5 years out from retirement instead of starting to make it automatically 20 years out from retirement, which is what I target.
Well, and I guess the analogy that's coming to my mind is like, it might look good on the front end, but like make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. So, you know, be informed. I mean, I think you can over research yourself to death. I see this a lot in my industry, but by the same token, I think you want to know what you're getting into and, you know, do your due diligence too and keep up with it.
Yep. Well, and some of it, right? Cause you can fall on either side, right? The simplistic side or the over complex side. And so some people, right, to your point, they get caught on the over complex side and they're trying to look up, investment betas and coefficients and all these things in their analysis by paralysis. And you have other people that just like, oh, target date fund. It's the default. This looks easy. This makes sense. And that to me is like, if you're following a target date fund, that's like trying to optimize your health by following the food pyramid. Right.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Right. It's maybe not the worst advice ever, but it's certainly not great. And it's
totally.
It's too simple. There's much
better. One size fits all, and that's really not, you know.
Yep.
But that's what people want to make it. They want to make it a one size fits all because that's easy. And I believe that the public wants easy.
Right, and that's the problem, right? Is that people spend they'll spend more time planning their weekend activities than they will planning their entire financial outcome.
Absolutely, could not agree
more. People do not want to spend some people don't want to spend any time or any effort at all in this, and like that's going to really come back to bite you.
Yeah, and it's uncomfortable, and there's that feeling that oh gosh, what if it doesn't work out? Right, I see the same thing on my end.
Yep.
You know, and again, that's where I say go all in. You know, you're either in or you're not. You know, so but if you're not in, don't complain when it doesn't work the way that you want. Right.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. So. I know that there are people out there listening to this that are thinking, wow, these are really good parallels to, you know, because I think people can talk a lot about, I know I need to do it. I know it's really important. I need to prioritize it more. I don't have time, whatever other story they're telling themselves. So I'm wondering, what's your best piece of actionable advice for the person listening who is like, all right, I'm ready. What can you tell them?
Yeah, well, I think, if you are ready to go do something, right? Mm-hmm. That is the problem. Is like there is a lot of this that is you can get lost forever in the research and in finding out what you need to do. So if you are complete do it yourself, you're like I'm ready and I'm ready to do this myself. I don't want to hire anyone. I want to do these things. Then there are some really good books out there that will help a DIYer do that. And like that's where I'd start. Right? The worst thing you can do, I think, is what I call like learning by Googling. Which is where you come up with an idea. You hear of like a Roth IRA or something. So you Google it. Like, what is this? Oh, and what is a stock? What is an option? And you're just Googling all kinds of things, but there's no coherent roadmap or plan for what you should be doing. And that's a really easy way to get lost in everything. So if you are a do-it-yourselfer, then there's some really good books. And I have a whole list of all like the personal financial books that I recommend on my website. And you could, you know, they're all like star rated for which ones I think you should read first versus, you know, all the way down. And like pick one or two of those, read it and do what the book says.
Yeah.
That is going to be much better than just kind of willy nilly picking from different options elsewhere.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, if you're a busy business owner or whatever else and you don't have the time to do it, right? You are trying to live in your genius. You are trying to optimize your time to do what you're best at and you want to delegate that. Then the thing I would say is just make sure that you know who you're delegating that to and that the professionals you are hiring are actively working for you. And not to fill their own pocketbooks.
And
the best place I'd go for that would be feeonlynetwork.com. It's a list of advisors. They're all fee only, which means they don't get paid any commissions. They don't sell any products. They are only paid by you directly to give you really good advice that's in your best interest, not in theirs. And so they're not paid more to sell one product than another. There's no other conflict of interest there. And so they're all over the place. You can find one locally if you want to work with them locally. You can find them by expertise if you don't mind working remote. And that way you can at least know that, hey, what this person is recommending me to do, it's in my best interest. And they're not recommending it because they're trying to meet a sales quota that their firm puts in or because they're trying to go on a trip or whatever.
No, I love that because basically what you're saying, and again, the parallels to personal self-care habits and like prioritizing ourselves just cannot really be underestimated here.
Yep.
I mean, if you DIY it, I love your expression, don't learn by Googling. I mean, I know there are people listening who can relate to this and I got to be honest, sometimes if I'm curious about something, I'll Google it first, right?
Yeah,
but honestly, you're not always going to get your best information by doing that. So I love that you pointed that out. But I also love that you said, if you are looking to delegate, know who you're delegating it to. In other words, like really be intentional about what you want that role to look like. And I say the same thing to all of my clients, whether I'm helping them on their health and fitness or whether I'm helping them grow their business. It's like you want, it's a partnership and it should be like a partnership, right?
Yep.
Where can people connect with you?
Yeah, so the best place would be on my, so I have my main financial planning firm, but most of my work that I do kind of publicly is on my educational side, which is retire mentorship. It's the retirement and mentorship kind of pushed together into one word, retire mentorship. And so like retirementorship.com, that's where we have our weekly podcasts. We also do weekly email, quarterly magazine. My book is on there, that kind of stuff. And so that's all content we put out there for free, right? And again, sometimes we'll show up if you Google stuff. Again, not my preferred way for you to find out. But for those of us who write, we still love podcasts. We love getting the message over and over and over again because that helps build familiarity and belief and all that. That's probably the best place. And then again, because I think that a book is often, you know, that kind of that next step from a podcast where it's going to lay out ideas in a succinct and an organized way. You know, we did that as well, where I published a book to just help people to understand as they get closer to retirement, like, hey, here's the things that to avoid. Here's the things that you should be doing. Here's the beliefs that you should have and the behaviors that you should act out that are going to give you the best chance of succeeding. And so that we give that away for free if you want it, or it's on Amazon as well.
And then, so your book is actually on your website then?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. Yep. Awesome. So we'll make sure we have, there'll be a link to that. There is a link to that in the show notes for anyone listening that they can take advantage of grabbing that. So thank you so much for making time to chat with me today. I really, you know, I talk to a lot of financial people and I really try to individualize these conversations because I feel like we could talk about money all day long. So I always appreciate, you know, an avenue where we can talk about it with respect to how we take care of ourselves. So I really appreciate your insight.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And so folks out there listening, if you want to connect with Freeman, you can find his website in the show notes, take advantage of his free book. And look, if you're at the point where you're organizing and getting your financial house in order, right, then, you know, I think there's just a lot of golden nuggets in this conversation. So I feel like depending on where you are, there's hopefully can be something that can at least help move you in the right direction today. So look for his website, his free book in the comments. You can check out his podcast as well. And just know that this is exactly why I like to have the best of the best here on the show, because my goal is always to bring you the best, not just information, but helpful analysis and strategies and tips so that you can actually put them into play in your own personal life on a day-to-day basis. And on that note, if this conversation has been helpful for you or inspirational for you in any way, and you'd like to send this chat to somebody, like if you have a friend or colleague that you think really needs to hear it, then feel free to copy the link to this episode, send it to them as a free gift from me. Or if you like, you can connect with me on my site, www.theallisonk.com, and I will do it for you or somebody on my team will. And just know for all of you listening, thank you for all of your support. We're heard all over the world and we reach more and more people every week. This is why our shows are ranked consistently high in all of the search engines. It's because we have such a fabulous audience, and just know that we wouldn't be here without you. So just know how grateful and thankful I am for every single one of you. That's what I got for you this week on the podcast. We will see you next time. Bye.